From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are in the midst of the great animating contest of life, the struggle. And in this age of wickedness, we struggle for our immortal souls. Make no mistake about that fact. Make no mistake about good and evil. Make no mistake that evil is real. Make no mistake that a dark force in the universe is real that animates those that serve death and destruction. As for me and my house, I choose life. And I choose to be what God created me to be, not what the New World Order, who wants to counterfeit and play the part of God, has laid out and planned for me and my family. None of us are perfect, but the New World Order tries to keep us from legitimate suffering and seeks to steal our ultimate future. Because to do the right thing sometimes is painful. In the end, there's always a much greater reward. Evil is quicker, it's easier. What's the quote about Darth Vader, the dark side? Is the dark side stronger? No, quicker, easier, more seductive. And it's in children's parables that we do find the truth. Life is such an amazing adventure, and one of the greatest lies is that it isn't an adventure. I look at people who are so unhappy because they say the world isn't interesting when there is explosive life and creativity and opportunities to challenge yourself and others and opportunities to inform others, opportunities to build up others. But instead, in the modern world, you're supposed to get ahead by pulling others down. And I guess we're all guilty of that. To some extent or another. But life is a journey, and we are meant to develop throughout our life. We are meant to develop and build ourselves to a point and go through those trials and tribulations when we're young. But through that process, become a true, developed, sentient being. That through space and time existed and stood for something good and helped pass on experiences and ideas and inventions to the next group. Instead, humans have failed to evolve and have instead devolved. And I don't use the word devolve or evolve for the politically charged and limited terms of someone like Charles Darwin. I mean evolve in that humans have a predatory side to go out and catch fish or kill a deer. But that's limited to simply acquiring protein and fat. But taking our own species and developing high-tech systems of predatory activity and then building the whole society around a giant dumbed-down reservoir of people to be fed on culturally, militarily, physically, spiritually, the social engineers must know that to even make that decision to consciously do that, that's always going on at one level or not, is the ultimate act of dehumanizing themselves. And the fact that they could consciously make that decision was not about their survival or their ultimate enlightenment, but was based solely on their stunted, malfunctioning, destructive failure.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic. And as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable, patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
He aligns himself with the truth, and it's time for you to choose a side. You're listening to Alex Jones.
My love is a lead to the freeway. His passion will run as the cities fly by. The taillight is on in the coming good night.
Who seeks to enslave you and ultimately suck out your life force and kill you. Anyone who tells you that humanity is inherently bad, that humanity is inherently ugly, that you should stand down, that you should give in to a collective, that we should live in 200-foot square foot boxes for the planet, that we should pay Al Gore carbon taxes, that we should go under UN Agenda 21. I know who these people are. They are eugenicists who believe they are gods and that you are animals, and they have engineered you to act like dumb animals. And even though I get upset at the trance-like, dumbed-down zombie population sometimes, they are not the enemy. They are the socially targeted, engineered, with high-tech systems of social control, victims. And those of us that are aware of this and that understand what's happening must get aggressive with our deeds and our actions. And that means when the system tries to henpeck us and the system tries to social engineer us, we need to get back in its face. And we need to be at the county commissioners meetings and the city council meetings and the state house meetings. And we need to be at the congressional meetings, and we need to be going to the corporate meetings, and we need to be getting involved, because all that evil needs to triumph is when good men and women do nothing. We have gotten to this point as a society by not being involved and by thinking that we can just worry about our job and worry about entertainment and somebody else will handle it. Well, you know what? Somebody else did handle it. And the people that handled it are not stupid in the classical sense. They're very smart, but they're smart like a wolf. They're not smart long term. They can think a few steps down the road, not 10, 20, 30. They don't care what happens to their kids. They don't care what happens to the species. They don't care if humanity makes it to the nearest star systems and it goes beyond a type 1 civilization. They don't care. They want to feel good and exercise dominant power over people now. And if that means they got to bankrupt the economy to make you dependent on them, there is only one God, and it's the government, and Obama is his prophet. If they have to do that, they will. And that's only the best of the globalists. The worst of them, I've read their literature, I've seen their art, I know their culture. And let me tell you, it's indescribable. You ever had to clean a dead possum out of your heating and cooling vents, your central air, and you know what? That's evil. That smell is evil. It's as close as I can get to it. It's like a button they got to push. The raw power to kill, the raw power to take things away from people because they're inherently weak. and they hate the weakness. Those that have inherent power are embarrassed by power. Those that have inherent grace and strength and honor know that we are imperfect and twisted, and so we are ashamed of our power. Well, let me tell you, you better get over that shame, ladies and gentlemen, and you better get on the field, and you better stop second-guessing yourself, because let me tell you, we don't have long. Speaking of solutions, you know, I called a week and a half ago for real secession via the Declaration of Independence, that it is our right, our duty. The states made the federal government. It's our right and duty. When the federal government's run by foreign banks, brags it's been hijacked, says it'll secretly arrest us, says it's going to pass VAT and carbon taxes to give it to foreign banks while holding us hostage with a fiscal cliff and increasing spending. That's their answer. Borrow, borrow, borrow. More fiat from foreign banks who then get our real infrastructure for nothing. Their answer is just go into the night with them. My answer is have the states reorganize, and from that position of constitutional authority and lawfulness, rebuke the out-of-control federal government, not to fully dissolve it, but to remove the globalist and restore the republic. A re-upload of the Bill of Rights, Constitution, Declaration of Independence, no constitutional convention needed. Ron Paul's written an editorial. It's at Infowars.com. Secession, are we free to go? And here is his talk earlier this week, little four-minute report where, and I've talked to his office and talked to his crew, we've had his top advisors on, they concur with my basic analysis. Constitutional lawyer Bruce Fine, constitutional lawyer, both advisors to him, Edwin Vieira, were on again last week, as you know. And by the way, YouTube erased those videos today. 20-plus videos just disappeared and said removed by user. We're going to have to re-upload those, and everybody has to, those were going viral with millions of views. They did not want people seeing that info. So we're going to re-upload those interviews and make sure people get them. But here is Ron Paul. Again, don't think you'll always just turn on the radio and get this. There are powerful forces that don't want you to hear this, okay? Here's Ron Paul on Right to Revolt. Here it is.
Hello, this is Ron Paul with your weekly update for November 19th. Is all the recent talk of secession mere sour and grapes over the election, or perhaps something deeper? Currently, there are active petitions in support of secession for all 50 states, with Texas taking the lead in number of signatures. Texas has well over the number of signatures needed to generate a response from the administration. And while I wouldn't hold my breath on Texas actually seceding, I believe these petitions raise a lot of worthwhile questions about the nature of our union. Is it treasonous to want to secede from the United States? Many think the question of secession was settled by our Civil War. On the contrary, the principles of self-governance and voluntary association are at the core of our founding. Clearly, Thomas Jefferson believes secession was proper, albeit as a last resort. Writing to William Giles in 1825, he concluded that states, quote, should separate from our companions only when the sole alternatives left are the dissolution of our union with them, or submission to a government without limitation of powers, close quote. Keep in mind that the first and third paragraphs of the Declaration of Independence expressly contemplate the dissolution of a political union when the underlying government becomes tyrannical. Do we have a government without limitation of powers yet? The federal government kept the Union together through violence and force in the Civil War, but did might really make right? Secession is deeply an American principle. This country was born through secession. Some felt it was treasonous to secede from England, but those traitors became our country's greatest patriots. There is nothing treasonous or unpatriotic about wanting a federal government that is more responsive to the people it represents. That is what our Revolutionary War was all about, and today our own federal government is vastly overstepping its constitutional bounds with no signs of reform. In fact, the recent election only further entrenched the status quo. If the possibility of secession is completely off the table, there is nothing to stop the federal government from continuing to encroach on our liberties, and no recourse for those who are sick and tired of it. Consider the ballot measures that passed in Colorado and Washington State regarding marijuana laws. The people in those states have clearly indicated that they are ready to try something different where drug policy is concerned.
All right.
Yet they will...
Hit pause. We'll come back and play the last few minutes of the next segment. And again, it's a much more powerful article that he wrote. It's at InfoWars.com, Secession, Are We Free to Go? And he just breaks down the fact you're not in a free country if you can't leave. It's the states that created the federal government. The federal government was taken over by foreign banks. Read my article. Banks brag they've conquered the U.S. and Europe. For the dozens and dozens of quotes by the private mega banks bragging about it. And so we've got to have the states stand up and point this out, or there's no hope. We can't keep rearranging deck chairs on the Titanic forever. And then I'll give out the number for your take on this and a lot more coming up in the next segment. Then I will also get into the big economic news straight ahead.
Strategic relocation is a systematic way to think strategically in the future about how do I safeguard.
Renowned author and expert, Joel Skousen.
The U.S. isn't building huge underground bases and bunkers because of some terrorist threat. They know that a massive nuclear attack is coming. They want that attack to come.
Joel Skousen is renowned as one of the world's foremost experts in strategic relocation and the securing of your home.
What I tell people is that you do have time. We talk about natural disasters, the health environment. We talk about pollution, the water quality. My personal experience about being in every one of these states, most people won't even be ready, won't be able to get out of town because there'll be absolute panic.
There is no preparedness without strategy. This Christmas, give the gift of preparedness. Strategic Relocation, the film with Joel Skousen and Alex Jones. Available only at InfoWarsShop.com or by calling 888-253-3139. Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network. Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
People don't care if they're a slave. They just don't want to be embarrassed about it. So most people know we've got a corrupt, out-of-control government run by corporate interests, but they don't care, you know, as long as it's not rubbed in their face. And the system likes to tell you how much power you got and how you're really voting for somebody at the federal level. And, you know, the globalists come in and promote illegal aliens and say, oh, Obama winning shows that we've got to legalize all the illegal aliens now. You know, that validates Obama's whole agenda and shows people want government-run health care and shows people want socialism. And the Republicans better get in line and get behind that. And so you see Boehner come out, and you even see Rand Paul come out. I'm going to talk about this tomorrow and say, well, we got to have an amnesty now. The people have spoken. Meanwhile, there was proven election fraud nationwide. I had nonpartisan election experts on, like Bev Harris. She's been a Democrat, saying whole states Romney clearly won. They gave to Obama, and I wasn't even promoting Romney. The point is they want to create a mandate for everything Obama's done. I mean, if the illegal aliens came and said, hey, we want your guns, should we turn all our guns in because there's a mandate? There's not a mandate. The foreign megabanks that have hijacked this country want us disarmed and want us bankrupted. Do you understand that? And it is a hoax when they get up on the news and say, oh my gosh, we've got to be fair and friendly. We've got to legalize the 30 million illegal aliens here. Because that's what Latinos want. And the media just says, Latinos want other Latinos legalized. And then it becomes a self-fulfilling prophecy. Well, I guess you're anti-Latino, you're anti-Hispanic, if you don't want people legalized. Really, do they let people into Guatemala from the country south of there? No. Does Mexico let Guatemalans in? No. Do they beat them up and put them in forced labor camps? Yes. I'm not saying that's good. Does Mexico shake down Americans down there and rob them? Yes. Can I go to Mexico and show up at a hospital with my wife and say I'm here to have a baby, pay for it all, and put me on full welfare? No. I got an article right here. I'm going to finish the Ron Paul clip. You can go to the federal website, and right there on the site, here it is right here, government website for immigrants, come to America, take advantage of our free stuff. The website's welcometousa.gov. And it says you can get upwards of $60,000 as a couple a year and have your baby here in the U.S. for free. Go read it. Of course, I can't go to the hospital and have it, quote, for free. And again, once they get a big enough group here who are clients of the corrupt government, they will vote to take the guns, the private property, everything. It's always the ultra-rich. University of Texas has a couple billion in their permanent fund, $1.5 billion in gold, over $100 billion in assets. I don't know, Wikipedia says they have $20 billion in just physical assets, real estate, and $8 billion in the permanent fund, whatever. But I get to pay now in their hospital district for their new medical school. But it's only $300 a year on top of the massive amounts of money I pay in property tax. And my property taxes go to the hospital district, so I get to pay for abortions. Only county in Texas that does that. I mean, you know, it's all, you see, I know the facts. I know I'm right. And then I sit here and know, whether you're black, white, whatever it is, Hispanic, that 30 million illegal aliens in this country, who now under the amnesty plans, Bush pushed, and now they're pushing again, will be able to bring their families here. It'll just completely bankrupt the country. I mean, take California that's becoming completely bankrupted with the carbon taxes and the illegals. What are they doing? Raising taxes again. They know when they do that, it'll bankrupt things further. That's the consolidation plan. I saw a few months ago in that big report that came out in the Associated Press where all over the U.S. tens of billions a year are sent to illegal aliens' houses. The IRS will give illegal aliens as many tax ID numbers as they want. And it was reported on one house in Austin got $89 million. And there will be no prosecution of the $89 million that one house got. They went and checked the house. What was it? 10 people were living there. $89 million. I mean, it was just a whole bunch of, you can't even, the fraud is so complete. And people are like, why do they want fraud this massive? Because it's all to foreign banks that loan us zeros and ones. It's all Bernie Madoff. It's all made up. It's all Ponzi. It's all derivatives. And the government wants the country fully bankrupt so bad. And then they're going to say, you're not going to get your welfare. You're not going to get your food stamps. You're, you know, 50 million Americans on it, doubled in the last 3.5 years, from 25 million to 49 million. Full step Social Security, Obama phone. He gave us a phone. He's going to do more. Guys, pull up the Weekly Standard where the average welfare couple gets 61, well, they said 59,000. The number is actually, I looked it up, $61,000. And again, I'm not just throwing the illegal aliens under the bus. A lot of them are so moral, comparatively, that they refuse to take it. Some of them do. There's a lot of criminal illegal aliens. They're all criminals, but you know, technically, but there's some that aren't actual criminal types. There it is. Over $60,000 in welfare spent per household in poverty. And that's the latest numbers from the community, according to the Census American Community Survey. And you can't beat that. You're not going to be able to stop that. And as it all implodes, they're going to say, as they've done in Europe, three bailouts the last 2 years to foreign banks. They go, hey, we'll get more money for Spain or Greece for welfare and pensions and the rest of it if you raise all these taxes on the middle class. And the middle class is disappearing. That's how the ultra-rich extinct the middle class. That's how they get rid of them. That's how they annihilate them. And then they say, give us VAT, give us carbon tax. Oh, my gosh, the fiscal cliff. These new taxes run by the federal government, which is really globalist controlled. These new taxes, they will keep the welfare payments going. And I saw an article, what was it, in Reuters last week I meant to cover. But things are so crazy now, this didn't even rate covering. That they've had a whole bunch of congressional meetings in the Congressional Budget Office of the White House in the last few weeks. And they're saying, yes, it's true. We're going to take the private pensions and the government's going to manage them now, the 401ks, and take only about 20% the first time off the top. And again, you're like, well, we've got to prop the system up. Can't let it all go down. It's designed to bring it all down. They're bringing it down to consolidate it. They want you poor while training you to get the tiny chicken feed. People will beg when they're done for 1/100th of what they would have gotten out of a free system, a free market. We'll be back. We'll give you the number, finish the Ron Paul speech, and a lot more.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. Why Ali-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Ali-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Ali-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Ali-C has the equivalent equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Ali C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali C. For more information and to order Ali C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Ali C today.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
What looks good under your Christmas tree and tastes even better? Big Berkey water filters. Yes, the gift of clean water. A gift that provides a great foundation for achieving good health in the lives of your loved ones. A Big Berkey water filter gives them protection from bacteria, heavy metals, chlorine, fluoride, pesticides and herbicides, VOCs and more. And best of all, a Big Berkey water filter is a gift that lasts for many years with no additional investment. And that saves time and money in filter replacements that other water filters require. And are even powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. As always, all orders over $50 are shipped free, and GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Order online at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com, spelled Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, WaterFilters.com, or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Gift well this Christmas. Give a Big Berkey water filter.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Waging war on corruption. We'll take some phone calls at the end of this segment and the next. I want to finish that Ron Paul clip I played earlier. We talked about secession last week, and I also want to give the number out for everybody who wants to call in on the Sunday show. I do want to take some calls today, 877-789-ALEX, 877-789-2539. First-time callers today, 877-789-2539. Okay, some of the other news here before I finish this Ron Paul clip. Here's the type of stuff that catches my eye. This is out of Bloomberg. Elderly at record Spurs Japan stores. And it goes on to talk about the different stocks going up. Very weird headline. Elderly at record Spurs Japan stores. Chase to $1.4 trillion. And it goes on to say that the sales of adult diapers in Japan exceeded those for babies for the first time last year at their major supermarkets nationwide. Customers can feel Japan aging. Literally, it has made shopping carts lighter. And it goes on to talk about the fact that not only is Japan having on average 1.2 children, I'm not making this up, there's another mainstream article on it, but Japanese women are jealous that men like to poop and urinate in their pants now. This is middle-aged men as part of decadence, so they now enjoy pooping and urinating in their pants. Folks, I'm not making this up, okay? Again, it's not just America that's collapsing into decadence. In fact, I read that last night in another article researching this. But you guys type in, the Huffington Post had it, but it was also in Reuters. It was, or people won't believe it. Type in, look at the exact headlines I was seeing. Because I heard this on the radio as a news piece that sales of adult diapers in aging Japan outpaced that for babies or infants. So I got home and searched it and found a whole bunch of mainstream articles about something like sales of diapers up, more Japanese women wearing diapers. And then it just said that, you know, they're rebelling against men, that not only, you know, that the new fad with men is to defecate in their pants. I'm not talking about old men that are incontinent. I mean, it's really cool in Japan. I'm not joking, ladies and gentlemen. Yeah, there it is. Adult diapers big with young Japanese women. Yeah, there it is. What is that? What is that publication? Is that Bloomberg? Okay, so that's Huffington Post. Yeah, I also saw Reuters. Yeah, and it says it's the new trendy thing. And if it's trendy, you got to do it. I mean, you know, I'm not against having tattoos, but my God, does everyone have to have one? But at least Americans, kind of the trend is to act tough and have tattoos. I mean, I guess acting like something is the beginning of maybe being tough. Of course, in my book, being tough isn't going to bars and having ceremonial threats to fight with people that you then back down from if someone accepts the challenge. You know, ceremonial combat. It would be actually being informed, being involved. To me, that's manly. You know, but not wanting to be a slave. You know, knowing that the CDC has hundreds of pages of adverse reactions from vaccines while the news says there's zero side effects. I got a big stack of news here on the latest on GMO causing massive organ failure, all sorts of endocrine disruptions, diabetes, just tons of scientific mainline studies, how they're killing us by design. But, you know, that's not manly. You know, I mean, for a man to read studies, just, you know. So again, but in Japan, it is more of men have gotten, because the Japanese used to be totally into cleanliness, you know, bathing twice a day, into being very hardworking, decent people. But see, the new decadence is, and the television sells this, because they're getting everybody ready to be euthanized, I did some research on it. It was over here, it's amputating limbs now. That's the new sexy thing to do. It's like, oh, you only chopped your fingers off. I chopped my arm off. Oh, really? I chopped both my legs off. And the new trendy thing is, here in America, thousands have now done it. I forget the exact name for it. You can look it up. Men have their arms and legs cut off, and then they're put in a diaper. So actually, maybe the Japanese picked up on that, and then you're taken care of by your male lover. See, societies do this once they get ready to totally collapse. The Romans did it. The Babylonians did it. We're already collapsed. You know that, right? And it's just going to become more evident now in the next few years. Oh, I'm sorry. The other news here. Yes, elderly wearing their diapers. Now, the TSA mothballed and shut down the scanners almost everywhere. That got picked up by CBS News and others on our call for National Opt-Out Day of the cancer-causing scanners. 2 weeks ago, Congress did a report admitting it was causing cancer, and the TSA had been caught lying about that. Obama's secret directive, again, Congress not allowed to see the new secret directive. Why? I mean, the states have stood down, the Congress has stood down, because we're under a banking dictatorship, and now they're saying, because, that Goldman Sachs and J.P. Morgan, they're going to pay for the president's inauguration. We're now going to have corporate sponsorships. And that's a good idea. Maybe the president should start wearing like a NASCAR uniform. I think it's Jesse Ventura said this on my show a few months ago. I think that's where I heard it, where they all just wear the logos of what owns them. Of course, most of them are Rothschild Rockefeller subsidiaries. So how about just a big Rothschild Rockefeller? We want the world for ourselves and the life extension technologies. We've almost got it. Once the robot armies are in place and the automated kill systems in place, we're going to launch drones and kill all of you. The president could just wear a big robe that said that on it. I know you think it's funny out there because under the new decadence, you want to be killed. They've got all the future, you know, soon there won't be any humans, it's going to be beautiful. They're getting you ready to accept it so you don't fight it. I understand. And you know what? If you think you're trash and you think you're ugly and worthless and you want to lay down and die for the globalists, that's your issue. I don't want to. You know, I've studied the globalists. I don't like what they're doing. I don't like what they stand for. And I'm trying to organize people to resist it. Peacefully. Because the globalists are off in their ivory armored towers. They hope we have some fight with their dumbed down police and military. And I'm not attacking the police and military. They're dumbed down like the general public. They've been raised on adulterated poison, GMO, additives. They're really just drug chemicals. Set in front of a television from birth. Have no idea. They're in a total daze. And a lot of yuppies and mid-level globalists, social engineer, psychologist types, they get off, advertising types, they get off, admin types, you know, advertiser types. They all talk about how dumb the public is in their publications, but they get off on it. It's like funny to them. Oh, you think it's funny? Your kids are going to live around these people. There's total blowback from all this into the upper echelons. The upper echelons are a bunch of rotting scum. By the way, their life expectancy is going down. Let me tell you how the universe works. You're not really going to get all that life extension. You may extend yourself in agony, but you won't even be what you were before. But you'll have scientists that, you know, tell you fraudulently you are. You've destroyed yourselves. Good job, New World Order. If you were so elite, you would have lifted up everybody. Instead, you try to drive everybody down so you could be on top because you're threatened by real consciousness. But you will not enter into the kingdom of heaven. You will not enter into the next phase of human development. You are a failure, and I know that. My gut knows that. You know what my gut is? Everybody's got it. It's called my spirit. And by the way, the controllers all know that's real. And all the science is just confirming it. And they want you shut off from that. Well, you know what? I'm not shut off from that. And my gut's never wrong, ever. 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 The only time I fail is when I follow my flesh and not my spirit. You know what my spirit says? Alex, don't get sad that the wicked seem to thrive and can't be stopped. They will be cut down come the harvest. They will cut themselves down. They will destroy themselves. The house of Rothschild will fall. Alex Jones here with a message that could revolutionize health in this country. Going back about a year and a half ago, I began to learn about the incredible health effects of longevity products. Aaron Dykes lost 92 pounds. We're going to show you some before and afters. Aaron, break down what happened, your story.
I've worked really hard with diet and exercise to try to lose weight, but I just didn't get the results. It just didn't happen. Then I saw what you were doing with InfoWarsTeam.com. I wasn't even trying to lose weight, but I got it because I wanted to feel better energy. I wanted that nutrition. Didn't even understand how that could kickstart my own weight loss goals, but the products did that for me. I found myself suddenly losing weight, more energetic, wanting to exercise, wanting to eat the right foods.
And they don't even advertise it as weight loss. I want to challenge our radio listeners to go to InfoWarsTeam.com. Sign up as a distributor and get wholesale pricing discounts at InfoWarsTeam.com.
I don't mean to be nosy, but do you have the 37 food items you can't get in the coming disaster and may not survive without? As you already know, something big is about to hit the U.S. and you have got to be prepared. Did you know that your local grocery store only keeps a 3-day supply of food on hand? So if there's any interruption in our fragile food supply chain or even a hint of a crisis, then the three-day supply at your local grocery store will be gobbled up by the mob in minutes, and you and your family could be in serious trouble. That's why my friend just created a free video at 37items.com that reveals the 37 critical items you should hoard now before it's too late. Go watch the important video at 37items.com to discover the 37 things you can't buy after a disaster and may not survive without. I'm not sure how long the video will be online, so go to 37items.com before it's gone forever. Again, that's 37items.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at Terraganics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
We now take you live
to the Central Texas Command Center
in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Let's take some phone calls here in the final segment. I'll be back tomorrow, 12 noon Eastern, 11 a.m. Central, with a three-hour mainline weekday transmission. I've been kind of a dark mood today just because I understand reality to a deeper and deeper level. During the break, John Bowne in there running the board and the video cameras and the rest of it, he said, InfoWars Nightly News reporter, the Moonlight's here running the radio show, he said, you know, they call our libertarian movement a movement. They call conservatism a movement. They call communism a movement. Why don't we call this a movement? And I said, it has a name. It's called organized evil. It's really a eugenics movement, a playing God movement, a mad scientist movement. A final revolution is what they call it. And they said they would construct kind of a false political socioeconomic reality and use the media to keep us within that confined area, and then with a dumbed down mass, there's really no way to revolt against it, because once you've dumbed people down multi-generationally and reduced the language, which has now happened, it's almost impossible to even communicate with people, especially when they've been given a psychological compulsion and almost psychological trigger to defend their servitude, because they don't want to admit they're slaves. Not just because they're cowards, but because at a base level, they have no respect for themselves and don't believe they could do anything, and they're lazy. But it isn't up to ruined, dumbed-down sheeple to defeat this evil. It's to those of us that aren't perfect but have enough virtue and understanding and who can glimpse the beauty of our species, our greater angels instead of our lesser angels, to reach towards the stars, because we certainly can do amazing things. The globalists force us the most vile garbage to kind of, you know, have us resonate at a very low level so that we're easily managed. And I just, I've never tried to keep people in darkness. That is so anathema to what I stand for. I would think that would be commonplace. But it turns out in this modern world, that is so rare, because good people do not have an instinct to a will to power. Evil does. But you better get the will to fight these people. And so many good people try to overthink it. They've got to come up with a master plan, how you're going to beat them by yourself. No, just start engaging them. Start speaking out. Start saying no. Start educating others. Now is the time, ladies and gentlemen. Spread the word about InfoWars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. Give them a gift subscription to InfoWars magazine. 12 issues at cost, delivered to people's door. One time you pay, 12 go to your friends and family's door. Great chance to wake them up. Get a PrisonPlanet.tv membership. It's 59 cents a month per person. One membership, $5.95, is 10 memberships. You create one username and passcode that's easy to remember, that you don't have for other stuff, and then give that as an e-card and say, here's a great documentary film archive, and you can see this guy's show, and give 9 friends and family the gift. Keep the one for yourself. It's so simple. PrisonPlanet.tv. Break out of the prison. Break out of the prison planet with the info war, with the truth. Harry in Kentucky, then Mike, Daniel, Frank, Mike, and John is all we'll have time for. Harry, go ahead in Kentucky.
Hey, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I'm calling from FEMA Region 4. I was actually calling about the secessionist movement.
Go ahead.
I was wondering if we should start, if we wanted to succeed from the federal government, should we start a petition for that?
Well, you don't go to the federal government. It made news attention when people go to Obama asking a foreign agent of the UN who violated Article 1, Section 9 to become the head of the Security Council a few years ago. I mean, that was high treason, totally illegal. But it's a way to publicly say we don't like what's happening. I'm saying not a civil war secession, a declaration of independence. The states are all that's left, the only remnant of the old republic. They've got to use the secession power because it says they can remake the government however they see fit. Well, we choose the real republic. Who will argue against that? They're trying to brand secession as, you know, the Civil War Ku Klux Klan. Notice they've been selling Lincoln the last 3-4 years as God with all these movies and books and video games and stuff because they want to have the federal government come in and crush the states. They know when they put the economy into cardiac arrest, the states are going to say no. And any refusal by the states, if Congress says no to anything the president does, they're going to be called secessionist. Congress is told the UN commands our military. We've been conquered, sir.
Yeah, so I saw the reports and all of that.
Yeah, now they want to mop up what's left. Now they want to mop up the states and the media and stuff, and we got to dig in and say no. Go ahead.
What do we do about Congress? The Congress is supposed to put a stop to all of this nonsense.
Absolutely, but they've hired a bunch of criminals or they've got them blackmailed. I appreciate your call, sir. We're in deep trouble, but the only hope we've got is admitting how bad a trouble we've gotten into. Okay, let's go to Mike in Oregon, real fast, Mike.
Hey, Alex, how's it going, my Bill Ratz brother?
Good.
Well, I was calling you to talk to you about the disinformed people down here who are trying to tell me that the climate change in Hurricane Sandy was caused by our SUVs.
Yeah, they pay the Rothschild-Gore exchange. That's literally who owns it. Al Gore and the Rothschilds are all invested in it. It's a Rothschild-owned exchange, totally. It's their exchange. Look it up in mainstream news. That will stop hurricanes. There's always been storms. And it's the new global government tax, and they tell a bunch of primitive, dumbed-down idiots, look, magic is back. People believe in voodoo now again. They're a bunch of superstitious idiots that can't even read or write, and they think paying the globalist money will stop hurricanes.
I know. It's driving me crazy. I can't even conceive or anything how these people are even thinking. And it's driving me so crazy. I was wondering if we could do a war growl on air.
Absolutely. Go ahead, sir. Thanks for the call. I got to jump here, man. Daniel in Louisiana, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how are you today, man?
I'm pretty freaked out how bad stuff's getting.
Yeah, me too. I was just listening to you, and I jotted down some points, and I was going to make a couple points.
Go ahead.
Okay. One of the things that scares me a lot is how people have thrown out their common sense, and also people lack a respect for the invisible world. And when we talk about the chemicals in the food, water, and also our invisible government, people have thrown out their common sense, and they don't respect the invisible world like I was just talking about.
But the shadow government is now public. Obama signs an order because Congress wouldn't pass it. We know what the order was, handed over to the UN. And he says, well, I'll just sign it in secret and implement it. And Congress for a week says, we'd like to see that. And Obama says, no. Folks, the Congress writes the stinking laws. The Congress raises the taxes. They declare the war. People, man, we're in trouble. I just get ready.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. You know, we need reform in all of our institutions, the educational, our medical, our government. We need mad reform.
I agree, brother. Great point. Sorry, I waited to the end to go to calls. I'll try to be better tomorrow. Frank, Louisiana, real quick. Go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, how you doing, buddy?
I'm pretty freaked out, actually.
The legal basis that you have to do on the secession movement is not only the 10th Amendment, it's the powerful Article 4, Section 4 clause of the Constitution. The guarantee clause says the United States guarantees the several states who have the power now, because they're given the guarantee, a republic. Well, if your Congress doesn't issue you currency, you're not a republic. You're literally a plutocracy.
If your Congress doesn't control your military, you're not a republic. If your Congress doesn't know what the cybersecurity order is, I mean, that is red alert level. But, I mean, exactly.
States courts can beat him by using the powerful Article 4, Section 4 guarantee clause and issue writs of quo warranto to the Federal Reserve banks under anti-monopoly laws.
I agree. No, the power is all there for the states who can remake the government, get rid of it, remake it, whatever they want, anytime they want, Declaration of Independence, and as you said, Article 4, Section 4. But look at Obama violating Article 1, Section 9, heading up the UN. I mean, that was like a king coronation when he did that, and the media didn't even cover it. Let's go ahead and talk to Mike in FEMA Region 10. I guess that's out on the old West Coast. Go ahead, sir.
Yes, sir. Hey, I just got a crazy story real quick. When I was 19, I wasn't awake yet, and this girl who I went to high school with called me one day. She's like, hey, the police department's here. They're giving us a speech on domestic terrorism in our country. And I'm like, okay. And she's like, you know, back then, MySpace, you know, I had a picture of me with one of my rifles on MySpace. And they were giving this presentation, and they showed the picture of me during the presentation. My eyes blacked out, and were like, this is a domestic terrorist that could live in your area. So she asked the officer, hey, can you print this up, all these, you know, my PowerPoint pictures on to, you know, print them up out of the printer. So she brought me a copy of it, and there I was, domestic terrorist, because I owned a gun.
Listen,
so
I'm out of time, but you should do a YouTube video on it. I know. Police have sent me those. They say George Washington and Thomas Jefferson are terrorists. I mean, I got it on video, bigger than Dallas. In Kansas City. I'm out of time, man. Look, we're all under attack. I believe in you out there, all of you. You better get involved and get informed and find out just how bad it is. If you look into what I'm claiming, you're going to find out it's true and then some. What are you going to do for your family? You going to roll over and die?
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you'd like to listen to GCN programs on the go, I have great news. GCN has created a Droid and iPhone application, and it's free. Just as easy as going to GCNlive.com, click on the banner, and download. Before you know it, you'll be listening to your favorite hard-hitting GCN shows, live or on demand, right on your Droid or iPhone, 24/7 and on the go. So download the Droid and iPhone app free by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Thanks again for listening to GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com. Hi. This is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
You know what happened?